Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Christ Family Church in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
Take your Bible in your hands and let's make that faith statement. Let's say it. This is my Bible. I have what it says I have. I can do what it says I can do. I am what it says I am. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert, and I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. You may be seated. You know, listening to my wife right over there now just makes me realize how far God can, or how quick He can turn a situation around. It may look impossible. Have you ever been in an impossible situation? And there's no way out of this thing. I mean, you are like in trouble. If you've ever been in a situation like that where there looks like there's no hope, there's no way out of this thing. What am I going to do? How am I going to get out of this? And the doctor might be saying, well, you know, we can't do any more for you. Or the bank manager says, sorry, can't help you anymore. That doesn't mean there's nothing more that can be done. See, when man reaches limit, God hasn't even begun. God can turn any situation around. And I believe in miracles, not only because I believe in God. I believe in miracles because I believe in God, but I believe in miracles because I've seen them time and time again. I'm telling you, God sees ahead. He sees ahead. He knows what you need. And before you were created in your mother's womb, He knew you were going to need it. And He provided in this provision for your need. If it's a healing, there's provision for it by the stripes on Jesus' back. If there's financial need, there's provision for it. He became poor so you could become rich. God has provided everything you're ever going to need. In fact, He says in Ephesians 1:3, you have already been blessed with every spiritual gift in the heavenly places. Everything you ever need is available to us. You see, thanks be to God who always causes me to triumph in Christ Jesus. Why? Because I never lose, because Christ is not a loser. He's a winner. Amen. And I'm hooked up and linked in with Jesus. You become born again. Your spirit joins with Christ's spirit. I've got victory all over myself. It may look bad in the natural realm, but if I hook onto the spiritual realm and speak to my God and put it in His hands and take the authority He's given to me, I will walk on the water. I will be over the circumstances. Most people, you ask them how they're doing, they say, well, under the circumstances. I say, well, you're not supposed to be under them. You need to get on top of them. And in Christ, He always causes you to triumph. And then you say, well, I just can't do it. No, you don't know the scriptures. Ephesians 4, you all know it. I can do all things. I can do all things. I can do all things. How? Through Christ who strengthens me. I mean, we say that we've got a, it's almost like a cliche, greater is He that's in me than he that's in the world. Help! And we cry. But we forget about the greater one living on the inside of us. This is not Disney World. This is real. The kingdom of God is a real kingdom. Disney kingdom is play. Mickey can't talk. But the kingdom of God is real. And God is a living God. And God chose to love us and save us if we accept that. I don't have to accept His salvation. I don't have to accept His healing. I don't have to accept anything He's done for me. I can be proud and arrogant and ignorant and walk through life being defeated in every single area. And have you noticed something? You know, before I met Christ, before I found out about God, I'm telling you what, I was making money hand over fist. I had two steakhouses, I had a video business, I had a coffee shop, I had a car business. I was doing great in South Africa, but I never had money in my pockets, ever, ever. I just battled and battled and battled. I made fortunes, but I never kept it. And then I met Christ, and I started finding out I can be victorious all the time. I used to get sick every year without fail, without fail. I was actually quite proud of the fact that I got sick every year. Because I could out-sick you any day. I'm not joking. I could out-sick you any time. Absolutely any time. I got more sicknesses than you can spell. I had sicknesses I couldn't even pronounce. I'm telling you. And then I met Christ. And then I met Christ. And I started going from loss to loss to loss to loss. I started going from victory to victory. From victory to victory. And I went from faith to faith. And it takes time. But I'm telling you, when you hook into Jesus Christ and Him crucified, and you start to believe in the power of the Holy Ghost, and you start to speak it out of your mouth, and you start to act as though you are victorious rather than how you're doing. Oh, brother, woe is me. You're looking for sympathy. You don't need sympathy, you need Jesus. We'll give you sympathy, but it ain't gonna help you. Oh, shame, you're in real trouble. Man, that's bad. What you gonna do? I don't know what I'm gonna do. I don't know what you're gonna do. I don't know what you're gonna do. How are we gonna do it? I don't know what we're gonna do. I don't know. We've got the answer. Turn to Jesus Christ and Him crucified. He will take care of your every need. Your every, He said it. He said it out of His own mouth. God said it. I will supply your every need. Not according to your job, not according to your economy, not according to your spouse, your past, anything. I'll supply your every need according to my riches, God said, according to my riches in Christ Jesus. If you're in Christ Jesus, you have an open heaven over you right now, and you can tap into that, and God will bless your life. That's what He's doing with my wife and myself. And she says, we don't know, it's just coming in. It's like exploding. We had service last night in Okeechobee. We had... That sounds like a musician. We had service in Okeechobee last night. And you know, I'm looking around. I'm thinking, you know what? We need another church over here. We're looking to buy another church. We want to turn that whole thing into a school. And then we'll get another great church. And we can start getting some leaders from here to help us. Just so many things God wants to do. Amen. And there's only the miraculous power of God. Yes. When people say, how did you get this building? Because they said, never in a million years will this be a church. Ever, 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 never, ever. I mean, they made it very clear. It will not be a church. In fact, when we were trying to get it, they were trying to give it to other people at less than what they wanted from us. They were doing everything they could. People say, how did you get the church? I have to say the truth. God gave it to us. God gave it to us. I have no clue. We're not smart enough. But we're trusting God. I'm telling you, if you've got a situation in your life today, no matter how dire it looks, no matter how bad it is, no matter what the doctor said, no matter what the bank said, no matter what the relationships are, if you will tap into Jesus Christ, if you will just begin like Paul said, I want nothing but to know Christ and Him crucified. If you understand what He got for you at the cross, at Calvary, if you tap into what He's provided for you, all of the provision that is available, you will walk in victory every single time. You cannot lose. You cannot lose. You don't realize it. If you're a born-again person in Christ, you are victorious. You are a victorious person. The days of losing have got to end. And the day of victory and wins have to come in. You have to be victorious because Christ is always all-conquering, all-victorious. And you are hooked up with Him. You're a joint heir together with Christ. That means everything Dad's got, Abba Father, God the Father, everything He's got is available to you and me. You need healing? Hey. You need the prosperity? Just listen to Him and obey Him and God will do it for you. I said to the Lord the other day, Lord, why are we being so blessed? I mean, it's crazy. You're blessing us. You're blessing the people. You just so many blessing upon blessing upon blessing. He said, well, you love me and I love you.
Amen. Amen.
He takes care of my children.
Thank you, Lord.
He needs to take care of your business. We've got Peter Lowe, who's now totally on fire for God like you've never seen. He always was, but now he sounds more like a preacher than a business person. But God's told him, I want you to start doing business seminars for Christians. Businessmen and businesswomen start doing these things. And he's done in the late 90s, early 2000s, he had six presidents in his meetings. He was a chairperson for the Billy Graham Foundation. Margaret Thatcher sat in his meetings. Wow. This guy had, his largest crowd, he said to me, was 52,000. I've got pictures, I've got video of it. And he's come to us. He's so humble. He's such a beautiful man. I said, will you come to our church and talk on finances to the people in God's way? He said, I'd love to. Would you have me? I'm thinking, you're kidding me. Would I have you? You understand? God is hooking us up with people. And I'm telling you now, some people think, well, I'm a businessman, I can't be a good Christian. That's a load of nonsense. God has called people into the business world. He's given you anointing as a king. That's the business that you will do. And a priest, that is the anointing in your life to do the business the right way and to help people's lives. Amen. That's what he calls us. He said, we are a nation of kings and priests. Amen. He's talking about the born again children. Yeah. We're supposed to make money. Money is good. Yeah. I don't know why I'm talking about this, but I'm talking about it. Because I got a messenger, but I go where God goes. Amen. I follow him right now. Amen. Amen. Money is good. Yeah. It's not evil. It's not bad. And it doesn't make you more humble or more holy not to have any. Yeah. I thought growing up broke was showing holiness. Yeah. It was showing me I was stupid. Amen. Showed stupidity, not holiness. I really believed that to be broke and not to have money was a sign of being holy. Yeah. And I found out you can be poor and broke and be the biggest sinner as well. Yeah. What changed? God wants to bless our lives. He wants first and foremost to have you saved. Born again. He wants you born again. He wants everybody in the world. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have life everlasting. He wants everyone born again. He said, I've come to give you life and to give it to you more abundantly. I want to walk in the victories that God provides for me. And I'm not doing it in my strength. I'm doing it in his strength. Amen. And so I want to just talk to you about our great exchange. We had a great exchange through substitution. Everyone say substitution. And I want to look at something about this word substitution. John 10 verse 11. Look what Jesus says here. He says, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives or sacrifices his life for the sheep. His life, he sacrifices for the sheep. He's talking about you and me. He sacrificed himself for us. 2 Corinthians 5:14, for the love of Christ compels us because we judge thus, that if one died for all, then all died. Talking about Jesus as the second man, Adam. Adam made the sin, and we all fall under Adam's line, all born into sin, because he was the father of everybody. But Jesus Christ came as the second man, Adam. And when you take to and you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you go from this side of being born under sin to this side of being born under righteousness. I mean, it's really very simple. We confuse it a lot of the time. But all it is you're stepping out of, I believe, the curse, and you're stepping into the blessing. And while you're in the curse, you're going to battle with everything. And you're not going to make it. And it's going to just be up and down and never normal, like a yo-yo. One day you're happy, the next day you're sad. You can go to bed happy and wake up sad, or vice versa. But when you step into this realm and you get Christ as your Lord and Savior, and you're now in the blessing, even when the attack from the curse comes against you, like a sickness maybe, because remember, sickness came through the curse. So even when something from the curse tries to attack your life, in the realm of blessings, I have the authority over. Because the Bible says in Galatians 3:13, Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law, right? So I have authority over that. And so when sickness comes, I have authority to stop sickness and send it back and not accept it.
Parents of St. Lucie County, Synergy School of Tomorrow is now enrolling 6th to 12th graders. Your child can earn an associate's degree or vocational certification in pre-med, technology, cosmetology, culinary arts, and more. Synergy Magnet accepts all state scholarships and serves your children the National Food Program. Synergy is a proud sponsor of WCNO Radio. Find out more at synergymagnet.com. That's S-Y-N-E-R-G-Y magnet.com.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to ChristFamilyChurch.net or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. in our beautiful Tradition Town Hall facility.
Good Country Homestyle Cooking is found at Crossroads Restaurant, your place for beef and pork roast, chicken and dumplings,